Hello everyone, my name is Sterling Nice. Today we will be reviewing the movie Me Time, starring Kevin Hart. Let's see. Let me pull up the screen. Me Time, starring Kevin Hart. With his family away, a stay-at-home dad enjoys his first me time in years by reconnecting with an old friend. And for a wild weekend that may upend his life. A great movie overall. It surprisingly didn't get very good reviews. Let's show you a quick look at it. I'm doing like, for those of you who can't see on Spotify, I'm just sharing this on YouTube. I recently just started sharing on YouTube. I'm very excited about that. It's actually super easy. It's just like basically, it's actually kind of hard. But like, here's a look at the Me Time reviews. They're absolutely terrible. I mean, like, look how terrible they are. If you can see that, like, look, come on, people. It's a hilarious movie. Come on, great movie. I did have to cancel episodes 1 and 2, just on YouTube. I did have to cancel that those 2 episodes because of copyright. So you will not be able to see those videos on YouTube, but you can listen to them on Spotify. YouTube is kind of strict about that. I want to show you guys the preview, but I don't know if it's going to like block it on YouTube. I just like, yep, we'll try it out. We're gonna try it. I'm about to show you the movie review. Movie preview.
I love you.
I love you too.
Sonny, you have no life outside of your kids.
Well, my wife is an architect. We made a decision that's best for me to take care of the kids.
It's called a system which works.
Yeah, prison system. That's what it sounds like.
What's up, Hawk?
Daddy! My birthday's coming up. You haven't been to one of my parties forever.
You guys were so close.
And then I grew up. And I don't want to spend a weekend with Huck and a bunch of 22-year-olds.
I have an idea. I should take Dash and Ava for spring break by myself.
You've never traveled with them without me.
I am their mother. I will be fine.
Honestly, I have concerns.
Did you hear me?
No. Dash, get your stuff.
Let's go.
Every parent's dream is to spend a week without their family.
I get some me time.
Me time.
How was your first day of freedom?
It was great. I played golf with some old buddies of mine.
Nice.
I went to this underground barbecue spot.
Mm. You good, bro?
Yeah, I'm all right.
We should go to Huck's party.
Sonny, baby!
Happy birthday!
Thank you, brother.
You look good. Hey, whoa.
Hey, guys, say hi to my oldest friend in the world.
Yeah. You want a towel?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
This week isn't about me.
It's about us.
Okay.
In the majestic.
Okay, that's enough. A hilarious movie. I'm not gonna give too many spoilers. If YouTube does block it, I'll be very upset about that. But yeah, let's actually go over the reviews instead of just like getting a quick look at them. Did I accept the tab? Okay, hold on. Sorry. Me. Okay. 2.4 out of 5. I'm very surprised. It was a hilarious movie. I forgot to give my overview. Hilarious movie. It's rated R, 1 hour and 40 minutes. Don't recommend it to young audiences. It did come out in 2022. I think it's truly hilarious because Kevin Hart is in it, and Kevin Hart always has like these just great He's great at, he's just like a great actor. But here's a guy who gave 5 stars named Joe Paul Madrahi. Nowadays, our country. Are you able to see that? No. Yeah, hold on. Okay. Nowadays, our country, or job is like a golden deer. Their freelancing is a different way to remove our unemployment. What's this guy talking about? Whoa, hello. What's this guy talking about? This guy's talking about an English teacher. These guys are very deep in thought. I'm not gonna read their reviews, we'll just stick with mine. I recommend you see the movie. I don't know why it got 2.4 out of 5. I mean, like, well, I don't know. Maybe it's because people couldn't really understand the genre of it. Not too sure. Hilarious movie. I recommend you watch it. I think you can still watch it on Netflix. I'm pretty sure you can still watch it on Netflix. Oh, yeah, there it is right there. It says watch now with a subscription. But, yeah, recommend you watch it. You know what? Sure. Hold on just a sec. Let's try and find a review where this guy doesn't talk about his English teacher. Okay, this guy gave a 3-star review. According to Wikipedia, Me Time received negative reviews upon the release in 2022. Me Time is a 2022 American buddy comedy film written and directed by John Hamburg. The film stars Kevin Hart, Mark Wahlberg, Regina Hall, Luis Gerardo Mendez, and Jimmy O. Yang. He got that from Wikipedia. It is about a stay-at-home dad, Kevin Hart, as he finds himself with some me time for the first time in years while his wife, Regina Hall, and kids are away. He reconnects with his former best friend, Huck Mark Wahlberg, for a wild weekend that nearly upends his life. The film's cinematography is really good. I just like the picture quality, the plot, oh my god. The plot was colorful and activity filled. You know what I mean if you've seen it. I also like the fact that there is humor in almost every scene. Although the movie is humorous, the plot's actually a bit confusing to me. I feel the plots were all just mixed up a little bit, but it wasn't rushed at any point. The film was trying to be smart, funny, and sentimental all at the same time, and that's okay too. I did not see anything sentimental in it. I don't even know what sentimental means. Define sentimental. Sentimental. Of or prompted by feelings or tenderness. Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of see that. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, there's some nostalgia in that movie. All at the same time. And that's okay, too. In short, the film would have been more confusing if the genre wasn't comedy. I do admit that is kind of true. The cast are beautiful people that are naturally a comedy magnet. Kevin Hart is actually a comedian. I just figured that out in like 2023. I watched a couple of his comedy skits. They're very hilarious. Recommend you watch it. Seal is in the movie, and Kevin Hart and Seal like seem like they're best friends in the movie, but I don't know if this is true. But in one of Kevin Hart's comedy skits, he said that he hates Seal so much. I have no idea if that is true, but that's just what I heard from Kevin Hart. And I have two mixed opinions here. One from Me Time, where Kevin Hart is in love with Seal, and one from his comedy skit called Irresponsible, where he hates him. I recommend you watch his comedy skits on Netflix as well, if you have a subscription. The cast are beautiful people that are naturally a comedy magnet. They didn't even have to try so hard. How do you know that? Were you a producer? What do you mean they didn't have to try so hard? Were you there? No, I don't think so. Unless you're like the, I don't know. It's so good, and their character's execution was flawless. I like how everyone was their own main character. They were all given their screen. They were all given their screen time. That is true. Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of someone who didn't have too much screen time. Kevin Hart's kids in the movie. I don't think they really had a big part. I mean, like, his son in the movie Dash. I don't know if that's his. Kevin Hart mentioned he does have kids in one of his comedy skits. I don't know if his name is Dash in real life though. The kids kind of get a big part. I guess he's right. Everyone got their screen time partly. I just have to say the film was really funny, especially with the cast of Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg. You spelled Wahlberg wrong. How do you spell Wahlberg wrong? I'm just kidding. I spelled it wrong too the first time I heard that name. With the cast of Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg as best friends. It's just a good comedy movie to watch on it, to chill on a Friday night. Absolutely humor filled, which was nice. Finally, the film was shot in the United States. The language was English and ran for about 100 minutes. I don't know why. Now that line confuses me a lot. I'm not trying to point him out for something, but like, I have no idea why. You can agree with me or you can like hate me for this comment. That comment sounds kind of racist, I have to admit. Finally, the film was shot in the United States. Who cares if it's shot in the United States? Like, Squid Game was shot in Korea. I loved it. I thought it was great. And what's wrong with it, like, being shot somewhere else? And, like, the fact that he says the language is English. They just, like, dub it over something else. And it ran for about 100 plus minutes. I rate it a 6.5 out of 10. It's credible. You should see it. So that's going to confuse. That line is going to keep me up all night wondering why he said the film was shot in the United States and the language was English. Who cares if it was shot in the United States? There's other states where they speak English. There's Australia. I think I speak English in Australia. Hugh Jackman's from Australia, I think. Is Hugh Jackman from Australia? No, Australia. Is Hugh Jackman from Australia? Born in Sydney, New South Wales. I assume that's in Australia. I have a map over there in the background right here, if you can see that. I think that's Australia right there. I can't tell. For those of you who can see it. I was going to keep me up all night. Why is it? Well, Sean, United States. Who cares if it was shot in the United States? I don't know. Yeah, you can hate me if you want for thinking it's a racist comment, or you can hit subscribe if you thought I'm correct. This is also to mention one of my first videos my first podcast videos on YouTube. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe to the video. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Sterling Nice. I will see you in the next one. Goodbye. And think about that line. Think about that one line where I love how it was shot in America. Think about that.